Today's episode of Dads in a Pod is sponsored by No One Right Now. Email us at dadsinapod@gmail.com if you want to sponsor this episode.
Episode 4 of Dads in a Pod. Today we're going to be talking about preparing for a baby. And I'm going to be moving from Murray Hill in 1 week from today.
Yeah, congrats on being the oldest person to be living in Murray Hill for the past 5 years.
It's been 9 years.
No, but for the past 5 years, you guys have been the oldest people.
Oh, yes. Besides the rent control, Senior citizens.
Well, they're probably so happy that the old guy is leaving town. Now they can all. You're like the Grinch on SantaCon.
It's been enough of waking up Saturday mornings, walking the dog. Not that I do that often, because usually Janet takes care of that. But waking
you
up,
you go up, you walk the dog up.
Yes, puddles of puke and sludge and everything else you can find on 34th and 3rd. It's over. So the Upper West Side is now going to be my new home, and it's time.
Wow! Congrats on growing up.
So I need advice. What do I need to do for my new apartment to prepare for this child?
What do you need to do for your apartment?
Mm-hmm.
Broad question.
Does the baby need their own bedroom at first? Yes or no?
I think we touched on this briefly on an earlier episode of Dads in Pod.
The co-sleepers.
Yeah. Right away, I mean, unless you're putting your kid in the crib on day one, which most don't, I would say. Of course, that's a statistic that I made up. Right. I think that they don't need their own room immediately. Chances are you'll have some sort of bassinet in your bedroom that child will be sleeping in. Probably for at least 2 months, maybe 3 months, maybe 4 months, maybe 10 months.
So we don't need to build the wall for the second bedroom yet, even though that's already been paid for.
Listen, it's good to have the bedroom, but on day one, it serves its purpose as basically a changing room.
Can be the dog's second bedroom. The dog can go in there.
It's good. Listen, it makes good storage, but on day one, it's basically just a room to change the baby and store their clothes.
So you guys moved basically the exact same time we did.
Like a month before, maybe.
A month before the kid was
born.
Same
thing.
Did Kate do any nesting, or it was all... Like, nesting's a thing, right? That, like, pregnant women go around and they, like, clean everything and, like, shuffle papers.
I've heard of nesting, yes. It wasn't really something that we...
Well, she didn't need to, because she uprooted everything. She left Murray Hill, too. She uprooted the life.
Don't tell her it was Murray Hill.
But, Gramercy.
Yeah.
Apologies. Gramercy without the key.
It's fine. There was no key, that's for sure. But I would say nesting wasn't really so much a thing that was done in our household.
Do I need to baby-proof anything? Like, I don't have to worry about, like, electric sockets or things like that, right?
Those are really a good thing for your baby to stick her little fingers in.
They still sell those, right? I remember those in my grandmother's house.
What,
I
think she still the socket covers?
Yeah, she still kept them on there. I was like 20 still going over there, and she still had the covers on there.
Well, you're probably still at risk. You're probably still sticking forks in them. I would say, number one, we do have those socket covers because Edie does stick her fingers around there. She's interested in everything, touching and licking everything. So, yes, we do have those. But, no, I mean, for the first couple months, your baby's a blob. Like, yeah. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but she's going to be a bowl of mush for...
Well, that's all babies. All babies are mush. They all look the same for 6 months.
Oh, they look terrible.
They're just...
Your people tell you your baby's cute.
They're faceless. They're faceless humans. They look the same. They look like a cabbage patch.
Like a wrinkly old baby.
They just have different eyes, different hair, but all the same face.
Basically. I would say that you definitely don't need to baby-proof day one, day two, first few months.
All right.
You're safe.
What about the dog? You have a dog. Your dog's the best. You can do anything to him. He's a 3-pound thing you could just punt anywhere. It's fine.
That's a very sweet thing to say about my dog.
He's a nice guy, but he's a very easygoing guy. Like, you could say to him, you know.
He's super easy, and I don't
think. Here's a Q-tip. Here's your newest toy for the next year, and he would treat it with, like, the utmost kindness.
Listen. Kiyoki's a good guy. Definitely easier than most dogs. And we didn't know what we were getting ourselves into with a dog and a baby. We assumed Kiyoki would be fine, but we didn't really know. And it's funny, because, like, you mentioned bringing a new baby into a house with a dog. Like, for instance, when we had our yearly veterinary check for Kiyoki, I mentioned that Kate was pregnant. This was obviously a long time ago. And he's like, oh, He's like this crazy old Jewish man. He's basically like, thinks everyone that goes to see him is like their grandson. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, you know what you need to do? Which, and I've heard this multiple times since.
Was he charging you by the minute at this
probably,
point?
Probably. He probably put as an item on the charge, like, advice for baby, $160.
Fecal exam.
Yeah. Oh, God, he was the worst. But anyway, yes, what I've heard multiple times is you need to get your dog ready for the sounds of the baby. I don't know how you do that. Basically, recordings of babies crying.
Okay.
To play for the dog. By the way, none of which we did.
Okay.
We just went blank into this. And anyway, so smells and sounds. Smells. I don't know how. He's like, bring baby stuff, used baby stuff into the apartment, like blankets. Like,
but you don't clothes. Have the kid. What do you mean used? Like, I should like bring your kid's stuff here into my apartment?
Maybe.
But it's not going to be my kid's smell.
But it's the smell of baby. And that's what. Listen, I'm sure if you read the internet, they would say similar things. It's also ridiculous. I think this is.
I like the sound thing. The sound thing's a good idea. I'm going to try that. There's got to be a YouTube. There's got to be a 1-hour YouTube audio thing that some freak has posted where it's just like baby noises.
Yeah, I'm sure you won't have a problem. I'm sure you and Jenna won't have a problem just listening to crying baby YouTube sounds.
I wouldn't listen to it. I'd put my headphones on for the hour. I'd blast it on the soundbar.
Yeah. No, I don't. And listen, again, like I said, none of which we actually used before the baby came. We just said, listen, we're just going to roll with the punches and see how this all works out.
I think we're gonna have to bring an expert in for another episode on the dog thing because I'm a little concerned about it.
I don't know what kind of baby expert you're gonna find.
I don't want to ruin the surprise yet because it's not confirmed, but I think we're gonna
have someone. You booked someone?
Celebrity coming on in a few weeks.
That's pretty exciting.
He just doesn't really know about it yet, but it's gonna be. But no big deal. They're gonna come on.
You just dropped that.
Yeah, we'll beep it out. People love it. They'll stay excited for a few weeks. They'll subscribe.
All right, I like it. Okay.
I don't think they're going to come, but we'll see. All right.
That's the extent of it. But, and again, it's going to be interesting at first because your baby doesn't do anything but cry and shit the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming Charlie's going to be fine with that. And he's going to be like, what is this? Is this a real thing? And then, oh, this is a real thing. And then it gets fun when the baby starts crawling and walking and abusing. But
well, we'll deal with that once my kid hits.
Listen, we're learning.
40 weeks from now.
We are learning how this all works. Because mm-hmm. now she jumps on him. She grabs his face. She pulls his face.
He's living the dream.
Listen, she's lucky she hasn't been torn to shreds.
He's no teeth.
He has teeth. She's lucky that he's as easygoing. She doesn't deserve it. One of these days, like she kind of has it coming.
What are you going to do when he does that, if he does it? I know when I was a kid, my parents always had dogs, and like one dog, like I think I like poked once, and she just turned around and like bit my finger. My mom tells the story like I turned to her and I was like, I don't like that. And she was like, oh, then don't poke the dog. And that was it. And that's how we learned to cohabitate. I close slept with the dogs after that in the playpen.
She kind of needs to be snipped at.
Yeah.
And like learn the hard way and a not so hard way.
Mm-hmm.
I'll yell at the dog. He'll never do it again. But hopefully she'll learn to never do it again either.
It's not his fault.
It's not his fault, obviously.
Let him live.
I mean, he's.
Let him live.
I let him live.
All right. So more on learning. Big sort of a development. About a week and a half ago, we kind of screwed up.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
We failed to book a hospital tour. And the next available hospital tour is 1 month after we have the baby.
Are you kidding?
No. But breaking news. I wanted to break this to you on this. So.
Well, how did this happen? Wait, you have months.
No, you don't. So we went on the, we went on the site to see if we could book it. And like the classes, it said like January 4th. And we were like, oh, that's a good joke. Haha, funny. So it's like, call a number. So we called the number and the woman gets on the phone and she's like, I don't know what you expect. I'm like, what do you mean? What do you expect? We're having a kid. Like,
oh boy.
2 months. Like, we need a class. Like, we need to wait list. She's like, there's no wait listing. And just so you know, people are prepared for these things. And there's nothing I can do about it. She's like, maybe call your doctor and see what she can do. But I can't force you into a class. And I'm like, so what do you want me to do?
I mean, it's not so much a class. So that's
yeah, well, the tour. And I was like, what do you want me to do? Like, book it now for when we have the second kid? And she's like, maybe that would be a good suggestion. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
What a bitch.
I'm like, woman, like, this is a tour of a hospital. So I kind of want to just, I know when the tours are going to happen. I know where you're supposed to meet and just jump on the tour and be like, we're registered for this. I don't know what you're talking about.
You know where the tour meets?
Yeah. It's the time and date. At the hospital.
But where in the hospital?
Second floor, third floor, something like that. I'll pull it up. But Jenna doesn't want to do that.
I remember where it is. Do you want me to just walk you down the corridors?
Well, I said that. I also said that to the woman on the phone. She's like, we just can't have random people walking around the hospital taking tours whenever they want. I was like, yeah, actually, you are doing that. Like, you're letting anyone sign up for these tours. You're not vetting any of them. Freaks could be signing up for this thing. They only limit it to 10 people. It's a mess. So we thought we were the worst parents in the world. And I'm hoping you're going to say, no, you're okay. You'll survive. You'll figure it out.
I wish
this is a bad one, isn't it?
I wish I could say you're going to be okay.
See, it wasn't in the first three episodes, so we didn't know to do it. Oh, wow. I blame you.
How could you blame me for this?
You never said to do a hospital tour.
Rewind the tapes, because I think I told you to do a hospital. We discussed the hospital tour.
No, we discussed and the birthing class, which is coming up.
And I thought we discussed the hospital tour also.
Episode 2 flashback.
What else do I need to sign up for?
You need to sign up for?
Yeah, like the baby. So this is the list. I have three things on my list.
Okay, tell me.
In order that I'd like to talk to them about, because the third one I really want to talk about. So number one, hospital tour.
Very important. Yeah, I mean, so when Jenna eventually goes into labor, you're both going to be like a chicken with your head cut off, and it's going to be panic, and you want to know exactly where you need to go. You know where the hospital is, fine. You want to know that, you want to know exactly which corridor to go down to. You want to know exactly where you're going to check in.
Okay.
Right? So the hospital tour is pretty important.
Anyway,
hospital. I think tour, you should take me on the tour of the hospital, from whatever you remember.
I'll give you the
and tour. We'll pod about it. We'll just walk around with the microphone.
That's a great idea.
On a Sunday, and you'll point out the different places I need to know about.
I think it's a great idea. I mean, listen, I'll break all the news to you. I'll tell you that the only important thing is to know where to sign in when, because there's an information desk in the front, which is obviously not the place that you like.
Right. Because I was picturing like day of, say,
you just need to know
where you get in the Uber, you put in New York prep, and they take you there, and they're going to drop you off in the front, which I'd imagine is not where you go if you have an emergency.
But no, you don't go in the emergency room.
Please. Right. But then people are going to be looking at me like, oh, you're having a baby. Didn't you go on the tour? And I'll be like,
No.
And then they'll just throw us out.
But like the tour is them showing you the different rooms. And it's not like you'll see the rooms for the first time. Great. When you have to see them.
Is that when they upsell you on the private room?
They don't really upsell. No, that's only on the tour today. Like, yeah. Discuss private. Yeah.
Because we're already upsold.
So you're going to do the private room? So when?
I think so.
So after the baby's born, you just have to go down to, like, the lobby. There's, like, a special room that you sign away your life.
After the baby's born?
Yeah, because they don't put you in a private room straight away.
Oh.
Because you can't sign up ahead of time. You sign up.
Oh, so we're not, like, totally screwed.
A private room is based on availability.
Yeah.
Like, when the baby's born.
Someone help us out.
Not like those get booked.
There's a child screaming right now.
She's up. She's
keeping away. She knows we're closing in on the 15-minute mark. So
she
wants us to hurry it along.
She's 10 months today, and she's teething a whole bunch. Top teeth are coming in, and she doesn't like that so much. Doesn't feel great, I'm told.
She goes to bed too early.
She's letting us know about it. Too early?
She goes to bed at 7:30. I come over at 7:31. She's asleep.
She was asleep. She went to sleep easy today.
Now it's 10:30, recording in the lab, and she wants to be here.
I don't blame her.
Get her up.
Do you want me to go get her?
No.
I'm joking.
All right. So, hospital tour, birthing class.
I can't believe you guys missed that in the hospital.
So, birthing class is going to be, just to give you a little timeline, birthing class is going to be in about 2.5 weeks. And my goal with that is.
So, you're moving in a week from today. And the birthing class is going to be like a week and a half after.
Yeah, it's like the weekend after, I don't know, Halloween or something like that.
Okay, good.
So, I want to be able to get her on the pod, maybe. So maybe we can figure something out where we could just, I'm going to talk to her after she goes through her whole shtick and be like, listen, we have some questions for you. Can you listen to this tape?
And then I emerge from the closet. Emerge
and you're like, actually, let me teach you. And you take her to school.
Great.
So I guess there's a few more doctor appointments left. Do I need to go to any of these last appointments? Did you go to all the last appointments? Did you go to any of the appointments? Like, when did you stop going?
When did I stop going? You're assuming I stopped going.
I mean, I've stopped going.
No.
It's like the same thing every time.
Yeah. No. I used to go, I went to all of them in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then I want to say they got more frequent, and she just, like, had to keep going in for, like, very quick checkups that didn't do anything other than, like, okay, your baby's still alive, great. Mm-hmm. I definitely stopped going after a certain point.
Like, I went to the first...
I mean, they're tough. They're, like, all during the day, like, when you're at work, and work was not convenient to getting to the Upper East Side where the doctor's office
and was. Also, by the third one, they're like, you know, you're not the one having the baby. Like, she's the one having the baby. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm just there for support. And they're like,
you're just being good dad. Good,
my
good
husband. My coworker was like, okay, that's really nice. But, like, they're not going to tell you any new information until literally, like, the eighth month.
Yeah. Yeah,
it,
no.
It was the second appointment that I think Jenna didn't want me to come.
What new information is there?
So first appointment was the
gyno. Because this is obviously much fresher to you.
Yeah, so the first appointment was the gyno where we basically found out we had the baby. Unlike yours where you were like, oh, we're pregnant. And they were like, okay, I see you in 3 months. Like, we decided to go to this doctor. She decided to go to this doctor just because it was like, oh, well, you take all the tests. You want to just make sure. We went in. She showed me the thing. Everything's good, whatever. She pulled out her sundial. Check one of the earlier episodes. You go with that. So the second episode is when we went to, like, the one that was covered by insurance. And, long story short, I think Jenna wanted to kick me out of the room because it was during that appointment that she did, like a mammary check or basically a boob check. And I was, like, giggling like I was, like, a sixth grade boy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, a woman is touching my wife. And
you got excited about that.
I didn't get excited, but I was just like, hee-hee, this happens all the time here. And she's like, can you shut up? Like, this is not appropriate. So I was allowed one more visit, and that was it. But now I think there's one appointment where they, like, measure the baby, and they tell you, like, oh, this baby is, you know, 6 pounds or 8 pounds or whatever. I think that's coming up. I don't think that was this week.
I, like, don't remember that necessarily. I think at the hospital, I think, was the only time that they actually did, like, a real measurement.
Yeah. I think it's coming up. I don't. We're not doing the 3D scan. That's creepy as hell.
We didn't do a 3D scan either. But not by choice. We were never offered it.
The doctor offered it, and Jenna and I were like, no, we don't want this. She's like, okay, good. So people are like, kind of weird.
No, good.
So I think that would have been like around this time.
Or good, maybe it would have been like a month ago. Ugly. Because we've seen this baby, and it is an ugly baby.
Have you ever seen Alien, the movie? Yeah. Well, it looks like that.
No, we saw my brother-in-law and sister-in-law's 3D baby scan.
Gross.
Yeah.
Plus the bump app has like a 3D thing now, and you can like see like an interactive, this is what your baby might look like, and you can like spin it around and do stuff. I'll show it to you after. It's pretty neat. You don't care.
No, I'm wondering if it has like different features you can put in.
It changes. It like changes every week.
Like, this is what my baby would look like because my wife drank the whole pregnancy. and then it's got like the big part. Yeah, <that's
laughs> you can put in filters and characteristics.
Yeah, no, that's what exactly. I'm wondering. If you can customize.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you good. Can.
That sounds nice.
You can definitely customize boy, girl. That I know.
Well, that's good. Because I think they all look the same when they pop out. In fact, oftentimes people think my baby's a boy.
No.
Oh, all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Because we
dress her in gray.
It's always neutral clothes.
It's always gray.
And she's got like a short hair. Like, it's like a mushroom cut.
She looks like a girl now.
I think she looks like a girl. But people are like, oh, such a cute boy. Or like, they just refer to her as he.
They've done that with the dog sometimes.
Well, the dog, obviously.
Well, your dog, yes, looks like a female.
Yeah, they call the dog a female, and they call the baby a male.
Oh, that's so sad.
That's my life.
They're so confused.
Yeah, at least they got me right. Yeah. They haven't messed up on me yet.
And when you're wearing your short shorts, they're totally confused between you and Kate.
You are a beautiful woman. thank you.
Very skinny.
Thank you. Stay fit.
What else am I missing? What else do I need to prepare for?
Everything. What kind of a question is that?
I need to prepare for everything. Generic. Like, what do I need to acquire? What are, besides like the basics, like
we went through the buying guide.
Like, so do I need to clean? Do I need to hire like a maid service?
I would say don't throw like a bag of tacks on your floor because that's usually somewhat dangerous.
Okay.
No, I mean, common sense. We didn't, our apartment, Edie's basically running around this apartment, and I would say this is not an adequate baby proofing job whatsoever. Kate told me to hire baby proofers over the summer.
Oh, so there are baby proofers.
Oh, yeah. You can pay someone a lot of money to baby proof your apartment.
We'll cross that bridge in a year.
Kate told me over the summer, they're like, we're so booked up, we can't come to you by Labor Day. And I'm like, forget that. We need someone sooner than that.
Are they in bed with the hospital people? What's going on with us?
Yeah. And so...
So what do they tell you? Pillowcase needs to go, that lamp needs to go.
Probably. And then for like a couple hundred extra bucks, they'll just like do it all for you on that day.
That's silly.
It's so silly. Silly gooses.
You should hire them and then let me know what they say. So that way, 9 months from now, we can do an episode on baby proofing. And then sell it for $1 on iTunes.
Done. No, so we did like a half-ass job, and it's kind of holding up for now.
All right.
Edie's in constant danger, but as long as someone's keeping an eye on her, we'll grab her right before she falls off the cliff, right?
Yeah, it'll be fine.
I mean, she's got to learn. She's got to get a couple bumps and bruises.
Yeah.
Every day she's got new scratches and bruises.
But, like, I don't need to get, like, those, like, table corner things, right? Or do I? Is that why you guys have this soft thing?
Well, we bought the ottoman instead of a coffee table, sure.
So I got to get rid of the coffee table.
No, just use common sense. Like, we put some of those corner, like, these things on the TV stand, and see, we, like, put these padding things just so she doesn't, like, smash her eyeball into the corner.
All right.
But she, like, rips them off and puts them in her mouth and then smashes her face into it. So it's like, what are you really going to do?
Yeah.
She goes over to this bookshelf behind you and rips off a picture frame and smashes it on the ground.
So you should just have her wear a helmet all the time.
Yeah, like the nerdy boy in Little Giants. You just pat her up and let her go. That's what you do.
All right, Matthew, thank you for another great attempt at...
No, hopefully you're one episode more prepared for babydom.
I think I still have a million more questions, but we've reached our
limit. We have a million more episodes to answer all these questions, I think.
All right, thanks, pal.
Yeah, no problem.
See ya.
Bye, guys.
This has been Dad's Empire with Nuba and Wiseman.